This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 27th, 2013. Should have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, June 27th will now come to order. First item on the agenda is correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of the minutes for the open session of Thursday, June 13, 2013. I set forth in agenda document number 13-23. Thank you.
I think it's 22. Actually, we have a late submitted document.
22 is the future meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry. 23 I'm jumping ahead. I'm eager to get to the business.
I'm on it.
Okay.
I have your back on this.
All right.
I got it.
All right. Okay. 23. Got it. Vice Chairman has moved approval of the minutes for the meeting of June 13th, 2013. It's set forth in agenda document number 13-23. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes 5-0. Now we have late submitted documents.
Yes, we do. If I could, I move to suspend the rules in the timely submission of agenda documents. Later consider agenda documents number 13-22, which is future meeting date, and 13-24, drafts A and B, which is the item 3 on the agenda, the draft interpretive rule.
Okay, so are we not going to move the others because they won't be late by the time we talk about them?
Yes.
There were a number of other items on the agenda.
If you think it's in order to waive the rules and have those as late submitted documents today, that's fine. We can do it next time, whichever way you want to go, Madam Chair. I'm always willing to delve into procedural issues.
I know you are. Since they're on the website and they're on the agenda, why don't we move them in anyway?
Okay. To continue my motion then. After agenda document number 13-23, I guess instead of a period, it would be a comma. Documents 13-21A, 13-21B, 13-21C, 13-21D, 13-21E, 13-21F, 13-21G, 13-21H, 13-21I, 13-21-J. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Dusting off that alphabet song has really come in handy for me lately.
Yeah, it'll give you practice for dealing with your son,
yes,
right?
Yes, right.
I'm sure he'll be really good at that. Okay, the Vice Chairman has moved that we waive the rules on timely submission of agenda documents, so we may consider agenda documents 13-22, 13-24, and all of the 13-21 documents, A through J. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. So the next item on the agenda is the exciting topic of future meeting dates. Yes, we will have future meetings. So we have a calendar so people will know when to look for new and exciting developments from the FEC in the second half of the year. And since the chair doesn't generally make motions, if someone else would like to move approval. Commissioner Walther.
Madam Chair, I move approval of the agenda document setting forth the meeting dates.
Thank you. Commissioner Walther has moved approval of agenda document 13-22, setting forth the meeting dates for the second half of 2013. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda is a draft interpretive rule on reporting ultimate payees of political committee disbursements. Mr. Stefanovic.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Agenda document 1324 consists of two alternative draft notices of the Commission's interpretation of the requirement that political committees report the full name and address of each person to whom they make disbursements aggregating more than $200 per calendar year or per election cycle for authorized committees, and the date, amount, and purpose of such payments. This interpretation applies to three specific factual situations. One, when a political committee reimburses an individual who advanced personal funds to pay committee expenses aggregating more than $200 to a single vendor. Two, When a political committee pays a credit card bill that includes a charge of more than $200 for a single vendor. And three, when a candidate uses personal funds to pay his or her authorized committee's expenses that aggregate more than $200 to a single vendor without receiving reimbursement. The drafts differ as to when the interpretation for a candidate's use of personal funds is effective. This notice is substantially similar to Agenda Document 1303, which the Commission considered at the January 31 open meeting. That notice was posted in draft form on the Commission's website, and the Commission received four comments on the draft. If this agenda document is approved, we would ask for authority to make technical and conforming amendments. And I'll be happy to address any questions that commissioners might have. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll just say, in case people were wondering about drafts A and draft B, they are identical with the exception of the wording of footnote 4. And we have actually come up with a way to harmonize everyone's concerns, which I believe will involve adopting draft A. But in footnote 4, we will delete the word therefore from the beginning of the second sentence and start that sentence with the word although, with a capital A. Practically a technical and conforming amendment, but, you know, perhaps not. But that is the footnotes are the only difference. And I plan to, if that motion is made as I anticipate, I plan to support it. Any questions for council or comments on the draft? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you. Just a few comments. First, on how this came before us. This is a somewhat new in that this was it's a very inside baseball set of issues because they really are rather technical reporting issues, although technical issues can be very important to people because they can result in either a lot more work or confusion. But I am happy to say that we instead of trying to clarify some confusion through rad letters or a MER, we actually put this out for comment and got public comments, and the public was able to weigh in before we actually decided what to do, which I'm very proud of, because it's not the sort of thing that years ago the Commission always did. Not laying blame at anyone's feet, it just wasn't really the culture that was here. So hopefully going forward, this becomes more of a model of how to do things. I do second want to talk a little bit about the substance, because we received some comments. Some comments supported what the FEC staff proposed to do, and then they wanted all kinds of other things. Well, that's not before us, at least they're, if nothing else, on message. The ones that opposed it, I want to address that a little bit, because I do agree with much of what those commenters said. And they raise very real concerns. I say to them two things. First, this is a narrow issue before us, and I understand that the fear of slippery slope and what this means in the future and what this could mean for future commission decisions. Well, those are not before us today. And second, the comments make many good points on things that aren't really at issue here. And they're the same exact questions I asked when this question was first posed to the Commission, and I was assured that these were very targeted questions and that they are the sort of things where we do need to put out some guidance. Much of this seems to be things that the Commission has already been doing to a certain extent via the Reports Analysis Division and what we question or what we instruct RAD to question on reports. What does happen, though, is that there's a difference between PACs and parties and campaigns, and that difference has closed considerably over the past few years. But it used to be that there were actually two different books that RAD had, one with parties. Well, now there's one RAD book. So some of the comments made the point that, gee, this seems new to us. Well, if you had just been doing campaigns or parties, or you may not have seen this because maybe it wasn't an issue for you. That's a long way of saying I'm comfortable with this. I've read the statute. I've read the regs. I think it's wholly consistent with that. The comments are well taken. As the footnote that the chair referenced tries to make clear, we're only looking at least the portion that the footnote talks about is a prospective application. We can't announce a new rule and then say, well, whatever happened yesterday is subject to the rule. So consistent with some recent Supreme Court cases like FCC versus Fox, agencies, even if they had the power to do something and if they haven't done it consistently or haven't done it, they can't then all of a sudden start enforcing the law without prior notice. This is actually the FEC giving you prior notice that this is how we're going to do it and this is how you need to do it on reports. There's been a lot of talk about the need for disclosure and that sort of thing, and my comeback to that is, well, the court certainly has upheld some. They haven't upheld all disclosure, but what disclosure has been upheld, we have to have clear rules for that, and this, I hope, does that, and I'm glad that the commission can come together and provide guidance to people in a way that actually addresses rather specific technical issues that, unless you have to file FEC reports, you don't really care much about, or unless you read FEC reports, you don't care much about. But it's very important to those people because, ultimately, those are the people that, in our small world of FEC, actually matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I too am glad that we were able to come together on this. And although it is, a technical issue and they're small changes, they will lead to enhanced disclosure, which is a good thing. And we'll have a better sense of what money's being spent on. Just to raise one of these issues, the issue was raised about people who put a lot of charges on a credit card, and then the only thing that gets disclosed is the payment to the bank that issues the credit card, and that's not really very informative to people as to what that money is really being spent on. So we are requiring further itemization on that. And I think that's all a good thing. Happy we could find agreement. Any other comments, or do we have a motion?
Go ahead.
Mr. Vice Chairman, they're dueling over who's going to make the motion. We're all so eager.
Just give me a second here. I'm looking at the... Make sure I move the right...
It's A.
It's A, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A, but we're striking therefore in the footnote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I thought. Thank you. I move regarding the matter we're talking about, draft A, which is in the blue document, with one edit. The edit is footnote 4 on page 6, on page 6, line 3, strike the word therefore, and capitalize ALTHO, the A in ALTHO.
Vice Chairman has moved approval of draft A of the interpretive rule on reporting ultimate payees of political committee disbursements as set forth in agenda document number 13-24 with the deletion of the word therefore in footnote 4 and, of course, starting the sentence with a capital A, although, and authorizing technical and conforming edits for the staff. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And the motion passes 5-0. Now, we did have on the agenda the OGC enforcement manual, as we had on the agenda last time. And there was a request last evening that we hold discussion of that matter over to the next meeting. And, of course, we will honor that request. I did want to just kind of explain what some of the documents are, because we suddenly put a whole bunch of documents out on the public record. They're posted on the website, and I thought I would just explain what these documents are so people will know what they're looking at as they prepare for the next meeting, or at least prepare to listen to the next meeting. I'm not going to get into the substance of it because we're going to hold that. Agenda document 13-20. One is the enforcement manual that was prepared by the Office of General Counsel. They had circulated a draft internally back in January and incorporated some changes based on commissioner comments before putting this document on blue for the last meeting. Agenda document 13-21A is a document prepared by the Vice Chairman, Commissioners Hunter and Peterson, which is actually largely similar to, to the document that the Office of General Counsel prepared, but it does contain a number of proposed edits to that document. And then we have agenda document 13-21B. Hang on, I lost my cheat sheet. Yeah, 13-21B is a revision of 13-21, the document that the General Counsel had originally prepared, incorporating some, but not all, of the edits that are suggested in 13-21A. I think that one point that I would just like to make is, as I said, there's a great, great deal of overlap among these documents, and I think it's fair to say that in the areas of overlap, the public can assume that there is general agreement on the topics that are considered therein. And so I'm happy that I had made a commitment that we would put the enforcement manual on the public record this month, and we've done that. Obviously, there are several versions of it. I had hoped to have a substantive discussion of it as well. We were not able to do that. But I think for people out there who are trying to figure out where the areas of disagreement are, other than small wording issues and a number of small issues that may pop up through the documents, I think it's fair to say that there are two overarching topics that are going to be discussed at the next meeting. And I'm not going to get into the details. I'm just going to mention them so people will have kind of a preview of. I'm trying not to step on the toes of people who've asked that we hold this over, but I also want to give people a preview of what's to come, so they'll know what to look for, and they'll know what parts of the document
this
they should be focusing on.
This is kind of pregame, like ESPN has.
Like the trailer,
Okay.
The movie trailer.
Right.
You know, stay
being
tuned
held, but
for.
We're not reaching the merits, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to reach the merits exactly, but the two, I think, big picture issues that will be discussed are. What happens at the pre-RTB phase of a matter here at the Commission? What kinds of documents should the Office of General Counsel be looking at in formulating their recommendation to the Commission? And what should be our relationship with the Department of Justice? And those are, I think, sort of the two big picture issues that there may be some disagreement about on the Commission. But, we're going to have a full-throated discussion of all of that. We also have a number of, there's all these 13-21 letter documents that were put out that are mostly reflect on the history and of how these issues have been handled in the past here, and contain recommendations for how they should be handled going forward. So there's a number. There's a memorandum from the General Counsel on that, and there's a number of other documents that that bear upon that that have been created over the years. It's my understanding that right now the for people who are wondering what's going on right now and if they have MERS and what's happening with them, that the General Counsel's office is following the procedures that are set forth in, I guess it's agenda document 13-21B. And I guess the only other thing that I want to say on this is, as has been previously noted, our general counsel is on the verge of leaving us, which is something that is quite sad for me. And I do think that he has been instrumental in preparing the enforcement manual, and that his perspective on that document would be extremely valuable. So I have asked him, and he has graciously agreed. This was supposed to be his last appearance at a commission meeting, but he was going to be on vacation at the next meeting, but he has graciously agreed that he will come back and postpone his vacation so that he can be here and give us his guidance at the next meeting. So I very much appreciate his willingness to do that. And with that, unless somebody else wants to say something as part of the pregame show, I will, I think the only other item...
Trailers tend to be short.
Sorry. Maybe my trailer was a little bit too long. But there are so many documents to discuss. I just thought it was, people might be confused by all these documents that suddenly showed up on the website, and I thought maybe a little roadmap might be helpful. With that, Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters that we need to discuss?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.